Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 3. The Nature of Truth. What is Truth?
We talked in the last lecture about truth in connection with knowledge, because we saw that something can only be known if it's true, but we haven't again said anything about truth. Why do philosophers want to talk about truth? Well, philosophy is about fundamental concepts, and truth is a fundamental concept. If we're going to use the idea of truth in our discussions, you know, your beliefs are true and somebody has knowledge, it would be best if we understood what the idea of truth actually amounts to. What is truth anyway? What is it for a belief to be true? So that's the question we'll talk about next. It's not the question of which things are true. If I ask what is truth, I'm not asking the question, give me a list of the things that are true. That's something that a science might do or history might do. But the philosophical question is, what is truth itself? How is it to be analysed? And we've already encountered a case of analysis. What is it? What kind of theory should we give of truth? Or what does it mean to say that something is true? What's the concept of truth? All the same way, different ways of putting the same point. So philosophers have been interested in this question of analysing the concept of truth. There are three basic theories about truth in the history of the subject, which we'll talk about in turn, called the coherence theory, the pragmatic theory, and the correspondence theory. So we're going to talk about those, beginning with the coherence theory. As it will turn out, the correspondence theory is the right way to think, but we should certainly discuss the others first so that we get a sense of what a good theory of truth would look like. The coherence theory. Well, suppose a person has a belief in something, whatever it may be. What is it that makes that belief true? The coherence theory says that the belief is true if it coheres with or is consistent with the person's other beliefs. So the image to have here is a person has a set of beliefs about many different subjects, and any one of those beliefs counts as true if it fits in with the other beliefs that the person has, if it's consistent with them, if it's coherent with them. That's what truth in a belief is. It might be said in defence of this view that how do we tell what's true? Well, how do we tell what's true? We have to think about things and compare the given question, we're wondering whether it's true, with the other things that we hold. So if you say to me, is it true, say, that windsurfing is a dangerous activity? I may, being a windsurfer, I may think that it's not a dangerous activity, and my experience of windsurfing is that it's a little bit dangerous, but not as dangerous as you think. But you don't know anything about windsurfing. All you've seen is hair-raising footage of people on huge waves, and you think it's a dangerous activity. You don't know anything about going on flat, calm water. So you, as far as your beliefs go, windsurfing is a dangerous activity. It doesn't fit with your beliefs to think that it's a safe activity. So for you, we might say, if the belief that windsurfing is a safe activity is consistent with my beliefs but not consistent with your beliefs. But if that's so, of course, according to the coherence theory, then the belief is true for me and not true for you. To say that a belief is simply true wouldn't work, because it can only be true relative to whatever web of belief the belief in question is a part of. So it leads to a relativism about truth. Secondly, the thing about it is it leaves the world out in a rather crucial way. Here's the good way to put the point. Suppose we say that a given belief is true if it's consistent with a range of beliefs, a web of beliefs. But what makes the web true? What makes the entirety of the belief system true? Not itself, right, because it's certainly consistent with itself. There are no other beliefs to compare it to. So what is it that makes the entire belief system true? And there seems no answer to that question, because we've used up all the beliefs that we've got coherence with. All that can be said is, well, a belief system is true as a whole when it's coherent as a whole. Then we say that all the beliefs are true. But now we immediately run into a problem. Can't we have a coherent set of beliefs which actually are, as an entirety, false? The entire set of beliefs is actually not consistent with, doesn't fit, the way the world is. Isn't this, after all, what Descartes was concerned about with the sceptical problem? Isn't it logically possible that I have, on the basis of a dream, I have a set of beliefs about things generated by the dream, which are quite consistent with each other? They form a coherent web, but actually, as a whole, the beliefs are all false. They're all illusory. You know, I believe that I'm dreaming I'm climbing a mountain and I'm going through various hair-raising escapades and so on. So I've got this entire set of beliefs, and they're all consistent with each other, but they're not Nevertheless, they're not true as a whole. Couldn't this be true of all of my beliefs? Might all of my beliefs be consistent with each other, but all be the result of one big dream? Just like in the Matrix story that we started with. In that case, people have a coherent system of beliefs, everything fits together, but their beliefs are all false. Well, why is that? Because what makes a belief true has got something to do with the world, not just other beliefs. The thing about the coherence theory is it tries to keep truth entirely within the world of belief, within the mental world. It says that one belief is made true by other beliefs. But that doesn't take you anywhere between the beliefs and the world itself. It just keeps you within the world of beliefs, the system of beliefs, and so all it does is talk about these relationships between beliefs and supposing one belief makes another true. But beliefs don't make each other true. What makes beliefs true is something independent of belief. This is where we get to the correspondence theory, which we'll soon arrive at.